Okay, today's daf is daf Ches in Maseches Chagiga. A lot of this week has this whole week has a number of famous Gemaras coming up. But today, first we are finishing up the next couple of dafim, the end of the first paragraph of Maseches Chagiga. Okay, we're picking up third to last line on daf Zayin Amabes, Maishna. Third to last line. So the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that three parts to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had first said, discussed Olos and Shlamim, that Olos come from Chulin and Shlamim can come from Meiser. The second part of the Mishnah, that's what we're about to discuss now, had said that on the first day of Pesach, when we each have to bring a Karban Chagiga, remember, as we've said, three Karbanas that have to be brought, that are brought on Yantif. We have the Olas Re'iya, that's an obligation, an Ola brought by everyone. There is a Shalme Chagiga, that's also Mechuyev obligated, brought by everyone. And then there's the Shalme Simcha, which Pashtus is not brought by everyone per se, but only if there is need to eat other karbanos al hasova, only if there's more eaters and you want to be able to fill up on the meat of the karbanos, so you have the option of bringing shalmei simcha. That's what how the Rishonim say it. That's the Rashi that we had on the Vav Mabez. Rashi said that beferish. That's seems to be what we hold. The shalmei simcha are not mechuyev. Though some achronim suggest that maybe there is a chiyuv to bring a shalmei simcha at some time during the yantif. The pashtus of the Rishonim and the Gemara is that there is no chiyuv at all. So you have the barisha shel Pesach. So on the first day of Pesach, we bring a chagiga. That's what the Gemara is talking about. And there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it has to come from chulin, and Beis Hillel says it could even come from meiser. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss that in a minute. But first, we'll pick it up three lines from the bottom. Maishna chagiga siyatef harisha shel Pesach. If we're talking about the Karban Chagiga, we know that there's a Chagiga on every one of the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So why did the Mishnah specifically discuss on the first day of Pesach and had a machlokas about it? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, there's a side Chiddush, HaKamash Malan. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Chagigas Chamisha Asarin, Chagigas Yudalid Lo. The Mishnah is teaching me that the only real Chagiga that you have to bring is the Chagiga of Tezvav on the 15th day of Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, but is alluding to me that you don't have to bring the Chagiga of Yadalid, an extra Chagiga which we discussed towards the in the second half of Maseches Pesachim, where there was another Karban Chagiga that is brought on Erev Pesach, not on Pesach, but unique to Erev Pesach. In order, we'll see why it's brought in a minute, but unique to Erev Pesach is brought there. So that's what the Mishnah is alluding to, that the only you only have to bring the Chagiga on Tezvav, which is the Chagiga that's brought in every Yantif, and not the Chagiga of Yudalid. And Alma Kesavar, and this is coming to teach me, Chagigas Arba Asar Lav De'oraisa. It's coming to teach me that the Chagiga of Yudalid is not De'oraisa, though the Chagiga brought on every Yantif, including the first day of Pesach, is D'oraisa, is a mitzvah, but the Chagigas Yudalid that's brought in conjunction with the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so that is not D'oraisa. That's what's being alluded to in the Mishnah.
That's a Chiddush within Beis Shammai.
So that is a Chiddush.
Beis Hillel wouldn't matter if it's D'or Tezvav, right?
What do you mean according to Beis Hillel?
Beis Hillel Tezvav could come from Meiser.
Well, we'll get to that. We're going to talk about the second half of that statement in a minute. First, we'll speak about the first half of that statement, which is why does it talk about the first day of Pesach? So it says Chagigas Yudal Lav De'oraisa. What is the purpose? We discussed some of this in Maseches Pesachim. Let's review a little bit, and then we'll talk about new. What was the purpose of this Chagigas Yudalid? We know Chagigas Tezvav. That's a mitzvah D'oraisa. It's a mitzvah to bring Karban Chagiga, one of the mitzvahs 613. But why was there a mitzvah to bring, according to some, we say Lav D'oraisa, says the Gemara. But why is there a mitzvah in the first place to bring a Karban Chagiga Yudalid? So says the Yerushalmi Yimsachma in the sixth parak, two reasons. Two reasons why there is a daya, at least, to bring a Chagiga Yudalid. Number one, says the Gemara, Kedesha Yochal HaPesach Lasova. In order, we know the Karban Pesach has to be ne'echal al-asova, has to be eaten at the satiation stage. And as we discussed, Rashi Maseches Pesachim, that doesn't mean after you're full. It means you're almost full and the Karban Pesach makes you completely full. Because if you're already full, so that's called achil gasa. So that's not what it means. Nechal alasova. Alasova means it's going to complete the state of satiation. So on Erev Pesach, there's always where we just had it. There's never anything to eat on Erev Pesach. You can't eat challah yet. You can't eat challah anymore. You can't eat matzah. Everybody's starving on Erev Pesach. So you're going to go in. You're going to be ravenous. You're going to try to. You can eat the Erev Pesach the first thing, the Seder. So that's why no. That's why there is an opinion that says you have a chagigas yudalid, an extra chagigah. You can't bring the real chagigah yet because that's the zayotif. It's not Pesach yet. So you have a chagigas yudalid in order to help make you be able to put you in a state to eat the Karei Pesach when you are full. But then it causes a second reason. You could read them both together. A second reason the Yerushalmi says, Shelo yavo lidei shviras etzem. So that you don't come to break any bones. We know by the Karei Pesach, uniquely, there's a din that you're not allowed to break any of the bones of the Karei Pesach, right? Even if there's juice or if there's taste stuck in the bones, you got to suck it out. You're not allowed to break the bones of the Karei Pesach. So if somebody eats something when they are starving, there's a much greater chance that they're going to try to get every single piece out, every single taste out. They might come to break the bones. But if we eat when we're calmer, when we're benachas, so then we're not going to come to break the bones. That's another reason of Chagigas Yudalid. Both reasons could work in conjunction with each other. But that's presented as a separate reason in the Yerushalmi. Shlo yavo de shviras etzem. Remember, those are the two reasons quoted in the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalid of Maseches Pesachim. We go to the Sefer Achinuch of the past, that the hashkafa behind the mitzvah of Shviras Etzem, the reason the Sefer Achinuch says by many mitzvahs, but says it by Shviras Etzem one of the first times, and that is Achrei Peulos Dimshachos Halavavos. We are influenced by how we act. Person could be a miser. If a person's a miser, but if he gives stucco all day, that's going to influence him. Achrei pa'ulos, after our actions are influenced our hearts. So by Shviras Etzem, also there's a mitzvah to eat properly, to eat calmly. So if we eat in a proper way, we don't break any bones, which is a simon of Shvira, of Achzarius. So then in that way, that will influence our personality. So he says in one of the first times, the Chinuch says it is on that Isser of Shviras Etzem. So that's the parts of the reasons behind Chagigas Yudal. So what do we paskin about Chagigas Abasar, Lav Daraisa or Daraisa? So Tosfos here discusses that it's a Machlokas Asugyas. Tosfos on top says, V'ein Lahakshos, this Gemara is, our Gemara seems to say that our Abasar is Lav Daraisa. Don't ask me, says Tosfos, that in Psachim it seems to have the other Shita, the Tanya Berke, Ludvar, B'Psachim, Lo Yalim, and Abasar, Limin, Chagigas Yudal, Shenechel, Shem, and Vlalechad. You learn from there, based on a Pasik, that the Chagigah is eating for 2 days and one night in between. Almasfira laid the Havidar Isa. There are many Gemaras that Tosva says that hold that the Chagigas Yudalit is a serious chiyuv. The Odashachatana Hasab Denechel Zaliyovalala Echad. There are some that say that Chagiga, unlike regular Chagigas, which has 2 days and the night in between, only one day and one night, Tosva says there seems to be Shidas that it is Dar Isa, but Tosva says that's it, it's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas, don't ask any kashas, it's a Machlokas. Whether Chagigas Yudalit is a Dinta Oraisa or a Didra Banan, and we paskin says Tosfos that it is lav d'oraisa. That is Tosfos Shita. But if you look at the Rambam seems to have a different understanding. Tosfos here and elsewhere says when the Gemara says lav d'oraisa, that means d'rabanan. There's either d'oraisa or d'rabanan. Those are the two options. But listen to the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Chagigas arba'a asar. This is Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel. Chagigas arba asar reshus ve'ena chova. Chagigas yudalid is a reshus. It's voluntary, but it's not obligatory. V'hine echelos l'sheyem v'layla echad, and it's 2 days and a night, eaten for kachol zivchei shlamim, like every shlamim. V'yasur lahaniach v'yipsar chagigas yudalid yom shlishi, and it's usher to leave over part of the chagigas yudalid based on a pasuk. Shenemar v'lo yalim in abasar shetizbach ba'er v'yamr shal haboker mipi ha-shmua lamdu shezu azhara l'miniach basar chagigas yudal yom shisha asar. Says the Mari Kirkus there. It sounds like from the Rambam that the Rambam is not saying, according to the Shia that says it's daraisa, that means you have to bring it. The Rambam doesn't say you have to bring it. The Rambam says reshus ve'ena chova. So how is the Rambam understanding the Gemara? Says the Mari Kirkus, why does the Gemara say at all lav daraisa? Why doesn't it just say d'rabanan? It must be, says the Mari Kirkus, that the Rambam understands. When the Gemara says, Chagigas Abasar lav d'oraisa, it means it's not a chiv d'oraisa, but it's a reshus d'oraisa. But it is recognized on a d'oraisa level. There's a kiyam d'oraisa. The Rambam is quoting psukim here. What's the Rambam quoting psukim here if it's d'rabanan? It must be the Rambam holds that even if according to the Manda Amar, Lav Da Oraisa, and that the Gemara never says Darab Darabanan, it just says Lav Da Oraisa. Says Mari Kirkus, it must be that it's just not a Chiv Da Oraisa. Avo Rabbeinu Kasav De Eino Chove El Rishus, Vehem Direi Rashi, he quotes a Pasik, Velo Yolam and Abasar, the Sarah Rated Delo Pligi, they don't argue whether it's Da Oraisa or not. Everybody agrees it's Da Oraisa. The machlokas is whether it is chiyuv or rishus. V'tana de basis savar de bina Torah hi elosh lo kasva kasov lechova she titcha Shabbos el rishus shem yasa usa lo yalin umikomakom min hatorah hi. And that's what he says mipi Shmuel amdu. So that is a very important Mari Kirkus, that even according to the Manda Omar that chagigas yudala lav daraisam here we base of Migdash. Now we got to wait till next year, right? Erev Pesach we'll all bring if we want the chagigas yudalid. That'll be a chiyuv daraisa according to the Rambam. It's not just a Dindurabanan, like Tosfos says, Akiyam da Araisa, and he even compares it, and then the Mari Kirkus says, Vidamya Lashesh Yamim Tokal Matzos, the Havi Rishus. He compares it to the halacha that we know that there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, but the rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. But there is a shita of the Chizkuni, and it's repeated by the Gra and Maaser Rav, that there's a Akiyam da Araisa to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. You don't have to. What if I want to eat fruit the whole Yantif? You want to eat fruit? You want to eat shahakol? So there's nothing wrong with that, but says the Gra, there's a quote the Chizkuni, but the Chizkuni earlier says, there's a Rishus to eat matzah. It's Daraisa recognized if you eat matzah the rest of Pesach, even though you don't have to. That's why the last day of Pesach, then you have a final Seuda on the last day of Pesach just to get one more meal of matzah in, because Nila Sachag, because of this Gra, that is it's a Rishus to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. How do you have a carbon derabanan? So it's a good question. I have a carbon derabanan. Maybe it's like an adava then. On the Raisa level, it will be looked at as an adava. It wouldn't be docha Shabbos. It would be docha Yadav. So I mean, even darma adavas are not docha Shabbos. But even Beis Hillel says that shalme adava are docha. We have that in Beis Hillel, right? We just came up. So maybe he would say that. I'm not sure this would be worse than that. But that is the Mari Kirkus. Yeah. No, alachilas matzah is only by the chiyuv. Only by the chiyuv you would say the bracha of alachilas matzah. If you want to eat more, you don't have to say a birchas. You don't have to do the mitzvah, so you don't have to say the bracha. It's not a sherek nishana b'mitzosaf. It's not a sherek nishana b'mitzosaf. Okay, so that relates to achilas yudalu lav daraisa tot machlokas tosis in the Rambam. Viter Amar Mars. Now we're going to talk about the second half of the statement of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yantar Rishu, the first day of Pesach. Beishamai says, now we're talking about the actual Chagiga. The Chagiga on Pesach, on Tezvav. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So Beishamai says it comes from Chulin, and Beis Hillel says it comes from Meiser. So he asked the Gemara, Beis Hillel, Omer Mina Meiser, the Yisod that came up on yesterday's daf. Amai, Darvisha Bechovahu, Vachol Darvisha Bechovah, Eino Bayalam and Achulin. Asks the Gemara, one second. What does Beis Hillel say in our Mishnah? The carbon Chagiga is allowed to come from Meiser Sheni money? That's not allowed. The rule is, as we had said yesterday, you can't kill two birds with one stone in halacha. If you have an obligation to do A, so you can't use money that you have to give anyway, B money for A, two separate obligations. You have to, any mitzvah that you have to do, you have to use chulin money. You can't use meiser money. So what's Beis Hillel talking about? How can Beis Hillel say that your carbon chagiga can come from meiser sheni money? Gemara's question. So, Amar Ula Bitofel. Ula says, no, you're right. The Iker amount of money for the carbon chagiga has to come from Chulin. All Beis Hillel is saying is that, let's say you want to bring a larger carbon, you want to supplement the size of your minimum, where we already had the first Mishnah Chagiga discussed the minimum amounts of your carbon chagiga. Let's say you want to bring somehow, you want to make it larger, you want to make your chagiga larger, we'll see in what way in a minute. So that's what's allowed to come from Meiser. It's the extra, the supplement, that's what's allowed to come from the Meiser. But how are you allowed to make larger your carbon chagiga? Two options. Machlokas. Chizkiya Amar, Toflin Behema La Behema, Vei Toflin Mos Lamos. Chizkiya says, you're allowed to bring an extra carbon chagiga. Your minimum chagiga has got to be the same size. You're not allowed to bring a larger carbon chagiga with extra miser shady money. That's not allowed. You have to have one pure animal that comes from chulin money. And Chizkiya says you can bring another animal which also has the status of a carbon chagiga, says Rashi, but that's allowed to come from miser shady money. That's Chizkiya Shita. But ain't tofen most lamos. You can't bring one larger, fatter animal. That's Chizkiya. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, let's just loop up, and I'll take the question. Rabbi Yochanan are the opposite. Toflin, mos, lamos, v'yetovlin me'emel behema. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you're allowed to bring a larger animal, but you're not allowed to bring a separate animal. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you can't have a separate animal that's called a chagiga that comes purely from ice or shady money. That's not allowed. Rashi says, every one of your bites, of your achilos, we have to be able to say, partially came from chulin money. So it's a machlokas between Chizkin and Rabbi Yochanan. When we say you're allowed to supplement and add on to your chagiga, so how are you allowed to do that? Does it mean bring a larger animal, or does it mean bring an extra animal? Yeah.
Why do we prefer to call both
animals chagigas? Oh, so let's talk about the svara now for a minute. Sorry? Right, so what is... Right, it's called chagigas. So what's the svara behind this machlokas? Why would you say, well, better to bring an animal? Why do you say better to bring just larger than the original animal? So, again, the Achronim discuss it. So maybe what one suggestion might be is that according to Chizkiah, a carbon chagiga, the definition of a chagiga, or even better, when it says, that's a din in the person, in the gavra. When the person brings a chagiga, he has to bring it from chulin. So once I bring a chagiga from chulin, so that I can bring another chagiga, I already fulfilled my obligation. So another car, it's not a din in the carbon, that the carbon has to come from chulin money. No, you can have a dover shebechova, the carbon that comes from meiser. But it seems to be that according to Chizkiah, it's a din in the person. The person has to bring a chagiga from purely chulin money. So according to Chizkiah, that's what you did in the first animal. And the second animal, chagiga, that could come from Iser. But the person already fulfilled his obligation of bringing a chagiga from chulin money. Masha'ekin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's a din in the carbon. The carbon, the definition of a chagiga is that it has to come from chulin money. Every carbon. You can't have a carbon chagiga that comes purely from Iser money. That doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe one way to explain the machlokes is that, is it a din in the kiyam ha'chovis ha'gavra? The person has to bring a chagiga that comes from chulin money? Or that every animal has to have some mice, some chulin money that it comes from. So either did in the gavra or did in the carbon. Another way you want to say it is that maybe according to Chizkiah, you have to have one pure chagiga. One pure chagiga. No. Everyone can be mixed. Every bite has to have some chulin. Look at the different formulations that you can have. So the machlokes, lemaisa though, larger animal or different animal? Is it a shlamim? So is it a shlamim? Maybe an afkamina might be. Could you bring it on yontif? Bring it on yontif according to some shitas. But it has, Rashi says, beferish. It has, look at the first three skinny lines of Rashi. The afal picha kulana bos biyam rishon shem chagiga alehen kfar yatsi dechova rishon amenachulin. It has a shem chagiga. The shem chagiga for, we'll get to different halachas between chagiga and others. So that's the machlokas. Says the Gemara. Tani kavasi to Chizkiah, Tani kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll bring a brisa to support each one. Tani kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. We'll bring a brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan. Again, what's the machlokas? When we bring a carbon chagiga on the first day of Yontif, and we want to make it larger. Let's say we're going to have the next in the Mishnah Amud Beis. Let's say we have a large family. So we want to bring a large carbon chagiga so everybody can get a bite. So is it better to bring a larger animal? Are we allowed to bring a larger chagiga, or do we bring the same size, but we bring another animal? So, yeah?
But isn't that what a Shami Simcha is?
What?
When you have too many people, so you bring another... Isn't a Shami Simcha?
Shami Simcha, that'll be on the other days. Now we're talking about the first day.
It's the same thing. Call whatever you want.
But there are different halachas between chagiga. We'll get to Amud Beis a little more. But that's you want everybody in your family to get a piece of this mitzvah, right? Just like everybody eats from the drinks from the wine on pan. Everybody gets a piece of the challah of the Lech HaMishnah. So I don't want a shalmei simcha. I want part of the chagiga. I want a part of the chagiga. And so I have 45 first cousins. So I still want a piece of the chagiga. You know, don't jit me. So you want everything to have that status. Says the Gemara, says a brice that supports each sheet. So Tani comes to Rabbi Yochanan, a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Rabbi Yochanan said that you can have a larger animal, but you can't have a different animal. Tani comes to Rabbi Yochanan, Misas, says by Shavuos, Misas, what does the word Misas mean? That word teaches me that you have to bring your chova from chulin. You have to bring your chagiga from chulin money. How do I know that if you want to mix, you can mix? So the fact, what does mix mean? The only one type of mixture means you have one animal that comes from both. a second animal wouldn't be a mixture. So this proves Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know you're allowed to mix and bring one animal and the supplement, the extra part to make it a fatter animal, you can bring even from mice or money? Tamalomar, kasher yivarechacha, Hashem elokecha. As much as Hashem blesses you with, you're allowed to give. So that's a brisa, that's a bunch of Rabbi Yochanan. Tadi gavazi dechizkiya. Misas, malame, sha'adam, evi chavasum, rechulis. Now we're going to have a brisa that supports Chizkiya. Chizkiya, who says that you could just bring a separate animal. Toflin behema lo behema, says Chizkiya. You bring a separate animal, not one fatter animal. So it says the brisa, misas, teaches me that you have to bring it from chulin. Beshamay omrim, yom rishon min achulin. The first day it has to come from chulin, because that's the carbon chagiga. Mikan ve'eluch, but later on, after the first day, which is the shalmei simcha, min ha-meiser, that can come from meiser, because shalmei simcha are not obligatory, and therefore it's allowed to come from meiser shady money. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Achila Rishonim in Achula. Beis Hillel, no, your first eating, which the Gemara understands to mean the first animal. The first eating, the first animal has to come from Chulin, Mikaneuch and Meiser, but the second animal, even the first day, can come from Meiser Shady Money. So that's already supports Chizkiya, who says the second Chagiga. Yeah, the Chagiga expanded is a second Chagiga and not just a larger Chagiga. V'sharko yimeisa Pesach, but the Brisa just finishes up. We already brought the Raya, but we're just finishing up the Brisa. And the rest of Pesach, Adam Yotze de Chavaso b'maiser behema. The rest of Pesach, you could be Yotze your Chiev with Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, the tenth animal that comes out. You can't bring, the first day, says the Beis Hillel, you could eat your second Achila, could come from Meiser Sheni. But the rest of Pesach, you could even use Meiser Behema. So let's finish up and then we'll talk about it. The Gemara says, Biyamtev, my time alone. Why is it, if you're allowed to use for Shalmei Simcha, let's say after the Chagiga is brought on the first day, you're allowed to bring it from Meiser Sheni money. Again, Meiser Sheni money is money that's taken off after Meiser Rishon that I bring up to the base to Yerushalayim and I buy food with it and I eat it in Yerushalayim. Why am I allowed to use Meiser Sheni money for the Shalmei Simcha on the first day, but I'm not allowed to use Meiser Behema? Why can't I take my tenth animal that I did Meiser to and use that as my Shalmei Simcha? The Brisa speaks to specifically say that Meiser Behema can only be used on the rest of Yantif. So it says the Gemara, it's a Gzeira Drabanan. Amar Avashi, Dilma Asil Asura B'Yantif. If you're allowed to use your Meiser Behema on the first day, you know what you might do? You might just bring a bunch of your sheep to Yerushalayim. Let's say you live in Yerushalayim, and you're going to wait till that day to make your... Remember, how did Meiser Behema? It's not like Bechor. It comes out. You know it's Kaddish right away. What do? You put it through this little hole in the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4, number 10. Number 10, you take a stick with some red ink on the edge of it, and you mark it. You mark the back of it, and you know that's the Meiser. So says the Gemara, we're worried that if you're allowed to use Meiser Behema for your Shalmei Simcha on the first day of Yantif, you might wait to be Maaser until Yantif, and then you're going to be coloring on Yantif. And you're going to mark it with your stick on Yantif, but we don't want you to do that because that's an Issur D'Oraisa of Soveya. So that's why separate Issur D'Rabbanan of bringing using Meiser Behema on the first day of Yantif. Okay, two important discussions that we have to have. Number one, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that when the Gemara here says that you could use Meiser Behema, you could be Yotze your Chiyuv of Meiser Behema, using Meiser Behema, Rashi says, for Shalmei Simcha, as we understood. You could use Meiser Behema on the rest of the days of Yantif for your Shalmei Simcha. So the Shitas HaRambam, though, argues with Rashi, and this is a difficult Shita. It's the second Rambam that we're discussing today. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga, in Bay's Tess, the Yotze Adam Yidei Chovas Shalmei Chagiga, but Meiser Behema. Says the Rambam, you could use Meiser Behema for your Karban Chagiga. Rashi says, the pashas of the Gemara, is that you could use, it just says chova, right? What does the line say? Yotzi de chovaso b'maiser behema. So Rashi says shalmei simcha, and that's how Rov Rishonim understand it. Your extra animals of shalmei simcha, your shlamim, you could use your maiser behema. The Rambam says, no, let's say you didn't bring your karban chagiga the first day. Let's say you brought your karban chagiga on the second day, the third day. So that you could use your Meiser Behema for it. The Rambam says you can't bring it on the first day because Gzeira, you might be Maaser on the first day. Fine, the Rambam holds it like that last line. But says the Rambam, you could bring your Shalmei Chagiga from Meiser Behema. And asks the Gemara, how could you use your Meiser Behema for your Karmen Chagiga? Right? What's the principle? Kol Tavar Shebechova Eino Ba'ilam Anachulin. What's the Rambam talking about? Your Shalmei Simcha Zabachuyev. That's what Rashi says. How could the Rambam say that your Karban Chagiga, your Maaser Behema could be used for your Karban Chagiga? Right? Say, fine, the first day not, but how could he say that? So says the right. That's the right answer. Right? What's the Rambam talking about? Hakol Shibush, Shalme Chagiga Nebalam and Achulim. What's the Rambam talking about? So some suggest the Mari Kirkus says maybe it just means like the additional, the supplement amount. And maybe, right, you sell them at the mouth, you can bring your Maaser Behema. The problem is that doesn't work, because the Ramah holds, ain't tofu, baby, la behema. Right, you know, you can't bring another animal. So that answer doesn't work so much. The Lechem Mishnah suggests that maybe the principle of chulin doesn't exclude Maaser Behema. Because Maaser Behema is kind of like chulin, it's not a real carbon. It's eaten by a Yisrael, it's brought to Yerushalayim, if it gets a mum, you can eat it anywhere. It's important for the sugya when we get to Bechoros. In a while, come back to this Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah, Maaser Behema is kind of like chulin. It's kind of like chulin, which is a big chiddush. Kiven the Maaser Behema nechal b'mumo dummy ksas lechulin, and that's enough for us. But again, that's still a little tzarachian. Yeah.
But the Rambam was forced to read the Gemara this way because the Rambam Shalmi Simcha is not a chov.
According to the Rambam, Shalmi Simcha is not a chov. According to most, right? Shalmi Simcha is not a chov.
So how else do you read the Gemara?
I'm saying if it's not a chov, that's good. You don't want it. Oh, so you want to say chovaso? The word chovaso he picks up on. So maybe that's why the Rambam. That's why the Rambam does it, because of chovaso. Okay, maybe that's why the Rambam does it. According to the others, the pashas though means shalmei simcha. You can take chov in a more general state. We're explaining why the Rambam does it. Now we're just asking though how the Rambam does it. So that's why the Rambam does it. So we have the Mari Kirkus, we have the Lecha Mishnah, and finally we have Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim writes in the Grach Halashas. I mean, it's a compilation of the in Simen Chavav. He says maybe when the Gemara says Einu ba elamin achulin, that's only excluding Maaser Sheni. Maaser Behema is never excluded from this principle. Why? V'shidas Haramba, the Dafka Maaser Sheni, the Ein Shem Maaser Roy LaChagiga. Because what's Maaser Sheni? You have money, and all of a sudden you designate this money for Maaser Sheni. So now this money was never potentially could have been used for Chagiga. It's a Davar Shebechova now, it's Maaser Sheni, and you can't bring it for Chagiga. Really, says Reb Chaim, every animal that you bring on Yontif has somewhat the status of a Chagiga. What does Chagiga mean? It means that you bring your Chogig in front of Hashem. You celebrate in front of Hashem. So really, every animal in some way is called a Chagiga on Yontif. So Maaser Behema is an animal, and you can bring it on Yontif. So once you say that, it's not excluded by that principle of Ein Davar Shebechov Ba'al Min Achulin. Nimsa Tchilas Hekdesho V'Ikaro Kishachal Lav Kedushas Maaser Behema Chal Lav Ganim Hashem Chagiga Shorei Latsa Yispo. Says Reb Chaim, again in a word, that the principle to call Davar Shebechov Ein Ba'al Min Achulin is only excluding Maaser Sheni. It's not excluding Maaser Behema, because Maaser Behema can be called Chagiga. Those two statuses are not two separate statuses. In some way, when you bring the Maaser Behema on Yontif, it also can be called a Chagiga, and therefore, it is not a problem. So that is the Shita of the Rambam. There is one other question, and this we won't answer, because the Minchas Chinuch answered it, he doesn't answer it either. Another different question on the Rambam. The Rambam says your Maaser Behema can be used for Chagiga. There are different halachas between Maaser Behema and Chagiga. The Chagiga is a Shlamim. A shlamim, you have to sprinkle twice on the mizbeach, shtayim shein arba, it's eaten for 2 days and one night, the chazay and the shok are given to the kohen. The maaser behema is eaten by Yisrael. Maaser behema only has one zrika on the mizbeach. So there are different halachas. The Rambam is saying you can mix and match. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yair Einai, to understand the Rambam. He says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. He could use one, so the first problem was the one, how do you get out of the chulin problem? It says the Minchas Chinuch, they have different halachas. Maaser Behema and Chagiga. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Peches leaves that Petzarech Ian. He does not answer that question. So that is all one discussion. The second discussion, and then we're going to go on to Amud Beis. Second discussion, though, is Tosfos's discussion. What does Tosfos say? We're getting back to the second half of the statement. We have here in the Gemara a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. You're not allowed to bring a carbon Maaser Behema to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yontif. Why not? Because you might come to be Ma'aser on Yontif, and then you'll come to color it on Yontif, and therefore, that's not good. Ask Tosfos, there's another zero that you might have said. Ask Tosfos, Bishop Sakrasa, Hikshur Bochanon, typically they're Makdishin Yontif. Why didn't the Gemara just say you're not allowed to be Makdish Behem on Yontif? Right? We have this in Mesechus Beitza. You're not allowed to be Makdish something on Yontif. That's Mekach Umemkar. So what do you have to come up with? A separate, unique zero. You can't bring Maaser Behem, you can't do it because if you're Ma'aser on Yontif, you're going to come to color the animal. Why don't you just say you can't be Makdish on Yontif? So it says three answers. The third one is in Achinami. You're allowed to be Makdash Mais Vayim on Yatif. So Tosfos doesn't like that answer. That's the third answer. But the first two answers are interesting. The first answer is the Yesh Lomer's fascinating answer. The Shiny Hacha, the Kedusha Va'omedes, Kivan Dechayiv Minator Lakadsho. Since you have an obligation to be Ma'asa this animal, it's as if it's Ma'usa already. It's as if you did it already. Even though you don't know which animal is going to be the tenth animal. But it says Tosfos is as if it's Kaddish already, since you have an obligation to be Bekaddish it. Right, so what does that mean? It's like Breira, he doesn't quote that. He said doesn't quote that. And the Turi Evan has another Kasha. What do you mean? Every time you have an obligation to be Bekaddish something, says the Turi Evan, you're going to say it's Mutter? Like, well, you have a Chiv, he says, my Bekach, the Mechuyu B'Nator Lak Yisho. Afilo Achi, Kivan to Enoch, it's not Kaddish right now. What, you're going to tell me, where does he... He doesn't quote other achronim say. He says, "Afilu achi kibedei no kadosh me'elov kibechar v'zorach likra olav sheim alakdisha bepeh yesh b'mishem shvus de'emakdisha." He says, "I don't understand." Right? They don't even quote the breira issue. But do you have to say you're holding like yesh breira here? That. But he doesn't say that. So he says because you're mechuyev. So the Rashash says, "No, this isn't like other karmonos here because you know from this animal one out of these ten. Generally, you don't have any animal that you have to be mekadesh." So you can choose. So there, no animal has any type of designation beforehand. But here, there is an animal somewhere in here that's going to be Meiser, that it has to be Meiser. So therefore, Tosfos holds, because there is this type of Chiyuv, so therefore, it is, because there is this type of Chiyuv, so that's why it is something that is allowed to be done. It's not considered a Hakadosha on Yontif. You see the notes on the bottom of the tree, Evan quotes the Hagosa, the Bruch Tam, one of the great Achronim, who say that maybe it's a little different. He says, maybe how does Meiser Behema work? You're not even makdish it. When you pass the animals through your fence, one, two, once you say the tenth, all you did was label this as number 10. Then it's kadosh me'eleha. This is not hakdasha, right? If I'm makdish an animal, that's asur on yantif. But if I just label something as number 10, and then it's kadosh me'elav, that it happens by itself. He says harai. He says, we know in the Mishnayis and Bechoris talks about, let's say I made a mistake. Let's say I'm counting one, two, three, and I lost count, and I called the number 11 number 10 instead. Or number 9, I call number 10. You know what the halacha is? The real number 10 and the one you call number 10 are both kadosh. Are both kadosh. Why? Because once you call something number 10, or it is number 10, really? So then memela, the kedusha comes. The memela comes me'elah. So says the Baruch Tam. He says, that's why there's no Isra of hakdash here. Because the hakdash of a Meisr Behem is different. It happens me'elah. It doesn't happen. It's not a regular hakdash like other behemoths. That's a big chiddush, that first answer of Tosfos. The second answer of Tosfos is that more straightforward, and that is because Tzvi is Nisa Daraisa, coloring. So where Gozer, Mishum Nisa Daraisa. Hakdash is Nisa Drabanan. So it's going to be Gozer, Mishum Hakdash, that itself is Nisa Drabanan, Mekach, Umemkar. Shvus to Shvus. So that's why we're only Gozer Tzviya. So three answers of Tosfos. Again, the third one was that this Hakdasha can be done on, you can't be Makdash, Sir Karbanis on Yad.
Okay.
Well, Kulachad Xeri. Okay, you might have said that. According to the first answer, maybe that's what you would hold. Let's say it's quarter ready. They have to say it's quarter ready. It's already in your field, so there wouldn't be an issue of sun. Okay, every time Meister Behemer comes up, we mentioned it, but it's too beautiful of a thought not to mention. The thought of Rav Pam. Rav Pam writes, and somebody told me recently that this is also said by Rav Zalman Sarutskin, that why by Meister Behemer, you know, you have to give a tenth of your animals. So why don't you just count up your animals? You have 1,000 animals, so give 100 of them. What do you have to go through the whole process, going through the fence and coloring the final one, the tenth one? So Rav Pam explains because many times, giving stuck is a little difficult. Giving 100 animals, let's say you make $1,000 profit, $100 of meiser, it's a little difficult. So the Rapam says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do this. One for me, two for me, three for me, nine for me, one for Hashem. One for me, two for me. Because we realize the process of meiser behema makes me realize how much that I have. And once I realize how much that I have, so then I can give one away. So it's a little easier than just taking 10% of my assets. That's why meiser behema is done as it's done. My mash, but I misas lishra dechulin hu. How do I know that misas? We had the word misas before. Is a language of chulin. That's what we said before. That teaches me called over shabachomid ba'alam and chulin dechsiv. Because the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, vayasav melech hachashveros mas al haaretz. The king puts a tax on the land. So mas means a tax, but that's chulin money when it comes from everybody. Tana rabbana. Says the Gemara, v'samachta bechagecha. You shall have simcha in your chag. L'rabos kol minei svachos l'simcha. This is to include, you're allowed to include anything in your simcha. So Chazal tell me, that for the Shalmei Simcha obligation, it's not even an obligation, for your Shalmei Simcha, it's not to come from any animals, because those animals are just there to fill you up on Yantif. Yisrael Yotzi de Chavasad ben Adar ben Adavis with all the voluntary karbanos, Ubimaiser Behema, Bakoanim, Bechadas Vashem, the Koanim can even be Yotze with the Kachi Kachim of Chadas and Asham, Ubibachar, Ubachazi Vishok, and the Chazi Vishok of the Shlamims, Yachos. That's why you're allowed to use all the animals that you want to be Yotze for your Shalmei Simcha. You might think you could even use birds and flower karbanos. Tamalomar, no, not birds, not flower. Tamalomar v'samachta b'chagecha. 2 days. 2 reasons of the Gemara why you're not allowed to use ofos and menachos to be yotzei your shalmi simcha. Number one, v'samachta b'chagecha. Bishachagiga ba mehem yatsu elu she'in chagiga ba mehem. Only shalmi simcha are only come from items that you could use for your chagiga. And you can't bring a chagiga from a bird, can't bring chagiga from flowers, therefore you can't use that for Shalmei Simcha either. Number one, Rav Ashi Yamar, mi v'samachta nafka, you learn it from v'samachta, yatsu elu she'emem simcha, these flower and oaf, you know, it doesn't bring as much simcha. Piece of steak, now basar, so that gives simcha, but not flour and not birds. Period. We discussed it one time in the past, I thought I mentioned it again, it was a while ago. Let's say somebody, Let's say you're not a meat person. Let's say you like chicken. Can be yotzi simchas yantif with chicken, right? So the Gemara seems to say here beferish, it's not included in v'samachta. V'samachta nafka yatsu elu she'in v'hem simcha, right? So what if a person doesn't like it? So is that a nafkamina between the days? Because that's a nafkamina. Let's say somebody likes chicken, so there is simcha. It's just that it can't be used for chagiga. Is that a nafkamina? So if Sternbach discusses this in Moed Muzmanim in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. In Chelek Zion, Kuf Yud Aleph, where he talks about what was the whole purpose of, in the olden days, focusing in the Bezvan HaMikdash, focusing on Basar Kachim. The whole purpose is that because Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah that's supposed to bring together Gashmias and Ruchnias. And the highest place, the greatest reflection of bringing together Gashmias and Ruchnias is a karban. Because you have something physical, you take one of your animals, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you've been Makadish it, you're sanctifying it, it's going on the Mizbeach, that's where there's a focus, Bizvan HaMikdash, on Karbanos. Because that's the greatest connection of Gashmias and Ruchnias. That's why then. But now, after Zman HaMikdash, the Iker is to be Besimcha. And to be Besimcha, he says you don't have to force yourself to do something that's not Besimcha. So says Rav Sternbach, Helu Achronim, He says, I've heard some achronim that give a chumrah that you have to eat basar behemah dafka. You're not yosir b'basar oaf. So it says Rav Sternbach, I don't agree. I don't understand. Nireh, dim samach yosir b'basar oaf, mitzvaso hi b'basar oaf. Hova samach oaf is that. The point in the compliance of the Gemara was just dafka to have the Gashmias Ruchnias connection. But really, if you don't have that, the ikar is to be happy. And if you like chicken better, more, says Rav Sternbach, that's it. Tegav b'basar behemah, en etzlenu kiyam mitzvah simcha ledina to Gemara. Kiven sh'avru yomayim me'ashchita. Lachay Niri says, and even Bizman HaGemara, it was only because you shechted it that day, it was fresh, and here we have plenty of time that goes by after we shecht an animal. Lachay Niri, shim samach ba'of tfei, she yochal basar of, v'yisvach atzmo b'zeachag, v'yim basar behema nalo, so eat that, whatever you enjoy more. What about fish? He doesn't get onto fish. But at least, what? Or milchiks, right? Or milchiks, maybe, you might limit it that of has the status of basar for certain halachas. So you might limit it for basar b'chalav on the rabbanan level. What? Then he quotes at the bottom also for weddings. You don't have to get the meat. You can get the simchas su'das nisuin. Could also be the chicken. So his view in Kuf Yud Aleph is that that you could be yotze with oaf as well.
So if the key is what you like, so why
would
that be different?
Right. Unless you say it's not just what you like. Let's say you just like potato chips. Maybe it's what you like as long as it has the status of basar. Again, he doesn't say that beferish, but I'm in lechabo el chidusho.
Right.
So that's
and
what.
How many
sudos
does this apply for?
It's a good question. Meaning, also, is there a difference between the daytime meals and the nighttime meals? Rabbi Willig has when he speaks about having a milchik suda, he said there shouldn't go a 24-hour period without having a suda of fleishiks, because it was just like a carbon starting the night and the day. So even if you want to have one meal, so you shouldn't have two meals: the day meal and the night. Which 24 hours? Also, that's a question, because by kachim, the day comes first, and the night follows it. So you want 24 hours, let's say you have it, but in halacha, you know, the night comes first. So let's say you want 2 meals in a row that are milchik. So which one is better to have? That's a question. Got to ask you post. Right, so turkey, it's a separate question. Is turkey kosher? Right, okay. Right. Viravashi, third line. Hi, b'chagecha my avil. Turkey is kosher, according to most poskim. That's not for now. Rav Ashi, hi b'chagecha my avilai. So Rav Ashi holds like the first opinion. So what does he do with the word b'chagecha? Right, because he doesn't use it to teach me comparing to the carbon chagiga. Who look at Rav Daniel bar Katina madamar the Rav Katina. He uses it for what we learned in Mesechus word cotton already. The Amar of Daniel Bakatina Amar Rav. Minashi knows an Hashem b'Mawein. How do you know that you can't get married on Yontif? Shnei Amar v'Samachta b'Chagecha v'Lo b'Yishtecha. You shall have Simcha in your Yontif and not in your wife. Meaning to be able to give proper Simcha for the Yontif. You can't get married because then you'll be focused more on your wife than on the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Yontif, and therefore you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. From this source, it seems like this is a Din D'Oraisa. If you remember back in Moikot and Daf Tes, there were four different shitas why you can't get married on Yontif. Right? Four, Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha is another one. Gzeira, right? If you look back, there was Gzeiras. You might wait to get married to be able to save on some expenses. So Gzeira, Bitul Puravu. There are other answers. But this answer, this seems to be a Din D'Oraisa, because it's based on a pasuk in Dvarim. If you remember back, Tosfos was there in Moed Katan said, a nafkamina between Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, and this answer is, what about doing the Pidyon HaBen on Yontif? Let's say the kids, Pidyon HaBen worked out to be in Chol HaMoed. Could you make a Pidyon HaBen on Yontif? Says Tosfos, it depends. If it's an issue of Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, you can't. Because Simcha, Pidyon HaBen is a Simcha, and here. But if it's Dafcha B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Yishtecha, so then you can make a Pidyon HaBen on Yontif. Right, so then that's a nafkamina between the two different answers. Could you postpone a pidyon? So we're not supposed to, right? Yesterday we had the opposite of a zar is a posheya. It's not just an atzlan. It's a very important gemara. Yesterday the opposite. Rashi says that's atzlan, but yesterday's gemara said the gemara seemed to say that it's the opposite. Yes. Erit the gemara. The Mishnah said you're allowed to do erisin on Yontif. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Let's say somebody has a large family, but he doesn't have so many possessions. Doesn't have so much money. A large family, so you're going to have to buy a lot of food, but not so many possessions. So then the Mishnah gives you good advice. Maybe shlamim merubim, but olas muatos. So we know there's minimum about what your shlamim and chagiga and ola have to cost. So don't spend too much on the ola, because you're not going to get to eat much of it. That all goes kula on the mizbeach. So if you have a lot of eaters and not so much nechasim, so then spend it on a lot of shlamim and not too much on the olos. Nechasim merubim ba'ochlim uatim. Let's say you have a lot of assets. You're a rich guy, but you don't have such a big family. So maybe olos merubas for shlamim uatim. So then do the opposite. Bring a lot for Hashem, because you have the means to do it, and bring only a few shlamim, because you don't want it to be left over. You don't want to create, no sir. Zev zeh muat, let's say you have a small family, and you don't have so much money. Al zeh ne'amar ma'a kesef shtei kesef. That was the minimum that was discussed in the Mishnah back on that base. Zev zeh merubin, but if you have a large family, and you got plenty of money, al zeh ne'amar ish kamanas yada kaverech Hashem alkech asher nasan lach. That's what the pasuk means in Re'eh, that, you know, spend as much space to the bracha that Hashem has given you. Is it better to make a dove of an ola than a shlamim? Again, we discussed it a couple days ago. We had the Khalil versus Shtei Achilas. We had that Rabbi Yosef Engel. The pashas of many Gemaras is that in terms of the avoda, it's a higher level of avoda. That if you have like olas kashikachim, in terms of the avoda, but in terms of the eating aspects, so then shlamim is not. Says the Gemara, shlamim merubim hate mehechim aisi halesle. What does the first line of the Mishnah say? That if you have a lot of eaters, not too much money, spend buy a lot of shlamim. But what do you mean? You just said you don't have a lot of money. So what do you mean you buy a lot of shlamim? Halesle, you don't have. So Amar of Chizda, tofilu maybe pargodol. No, it means in terms of supplementing. Tofilu maybe pargodol. You got to bring your one shlamim. So you're allowed to put together even miser money and mix it in order to be able to have a shlamim. Amalei Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes has a comment to Rav Chisda. Hari amru tovlin behema lebehema. Rav Sheshes says, 1 minute. Rav Chisda, just bring a larger animal. What about tofel behema? You should go from one. You bring another animal. So Gemara wonders what Rav Sheshes meant by that comment. Maika Amalei, what did Rav Sheshes mean? Is this what he meant? Was he saying the other shita? We had a machlokas number aleph from Yochanan and Chizkia. Was he just saying that, hey, do the other one? Don't bring a larger animal, bring a different animal. So, if you're telling somebody that they're doing something wrong, don't tell them the other thing to do that they should do. Tell them what they're doing is wrong. He should say, if he's bringing a larger animal, so he should say, don't bring a larger animal. He shouldn't just say, bring a different animal. So we don't know what Rav Sheshes means. So Elahachi Kamarle, this is what Rav Sheshes means. Hare Amru, Rav Sheshes really means is that why are you forcing, why are you saying that you have to bring a larger animal? If he wants, he could also bring another animal. Meaning Rav Sheshes is saying you have a choice, either or. So the Gemara says, what? Come on, look, is it look Rabbi Yochanan? On Amar Aleph, he says it's a machlokes. Either one or the other, but nobody holds both. So it says the Gemara, and if you want to say that only the Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah argue, but really the Brises don't argue, the Brises are just giving one option, but they each would hold of the other one as well, that doesn't work. The language of the second Brisa that we said in Amar Aleph is that the first Achila must be from Chulin, which means a separate animal. So you see, it's not, they don't hold of each other. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. My Achila Rishona, Shir Demei Achila Rishona Min Achulin. Maybe it just means that the shear you have to have within the animal the amount of a regular chulin animal. So that's pshat, l'maskana, what Rav Sheshes was saying, that really, maybe you have the option. Period. Next. Amar Ula Amar Ish Lakish. Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigaso. Let's say before Yantif, you set aside 10 animals for your Chagiga. Of a large family, 10 Chagiga animals. Hikriv Chamish B'Yantif Rishon, Choser U'Makriv Chamish B'Yantif Sheni. Let's say you bring 5 on the first day of Yantif, you could bring 5 on the second day of Yantif as well. No problem. What would potentially be the problem? So let's just do the other side first. Rav Yochanan Amar Kivach Pasach Shevinu Makriv. Says Rav Yochanan, no. If you didn't bring them all on the first day, you cannot bring your extra carbon, your other carbon chagigas on the second day. Why? Rashi says, Baal Tosif. It says in the Pasuk, V'chagosem, look at Rashi right across from where we are, V'chagosem oso chad yoma besulo. You shall be happy with this carbon today. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a chagiga and you left it over, you left it over for the second day, that's an inyan of Baal Tosif. You got to bring your carbon chagigas all on the same day. You can bring them all on day 4. You can bring them all on day 3. But you can't bring some on one day and some on the next day. And now the Gemara says, though, Amar Rabbi Abba, you can bring the extra carbonis as shlomim. So you just can't bring it as a carbon chagiga. Amar Rabbi Abba, v'lo pligi kam b'stam kam b'mefarish. Oh, since Rabbi Abba, there's no machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi, who was the first one? The Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan. Right, there's no machlokas here. Why? Kan bistan kan b'mefarish. If you explicated that you want to bring them all on day 1, and then you ended up bringing one on day 2, that's okay, because then obviously you just didn't have time. You already explicated you wanted to bring them on day 1, so therefore we say the second day just must be tashlumin of the first day. That's not Baal Tosif. If you're just making up what you missed, that's not Baal Tosif. But bistam, if you just say 10 chagigas, and you only bring some on the first day, that's the place where we say that you're not allowed to bring more on the other days. And now we explain. So, hai stam hechidami. What does it mean, stam? Ilei madaleka shows bayom lakarev. What does stam mean? The stam where we said that you're not allowed to bring it the second day, because it looks like Baal Tosif. Is it when you ran out of time on the first day? So that's not Baal Tosif. Hai delo rakravinu, deleka shows bayom. That's because you ran out of time. How can you say that's Baal Tosif if you bring it the second day? El Delesley Oakland. Oh, you want to say because you didn't have enough people to eat it, and that's why it was left over to the second day? So Haid Lokovin and Delesley Oakland. Again, you shouldn't have fault the guy because of that. He didn't have enough people to eat it. That's why he didn't bring it on the first day. He has more cousins coming tomorrow. So Lo Tricha, so you're right. What is the only case of Baal Tosif? The Ikashos by Yom, the Isley Oakland, where you had plenty of time to bring it. And you had plenty of people to eat it. And yet, you didn't bring some of your carbon chagigas on the same day. That's where we say that you're not allowed to bring it on the next day. Loak Ravinu, you still didn't bring it those days. Shvamina, Shiri, Shairinu, you're leaving it over. And the halacha is that all your carbon chagigas have to be brought on the same day, unless it's no choice, and then they would be called Teshlumen of the Rishon. Hachanami Mistavra, and this also is logical, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to this idea, that if you didn't have time, that it's not called Baal Tosif. The Chiyasi Rabin of Rabbi Yochanan, because when Rabbi Yochanan, Rabin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigaso, because Rabbi Yochanan himself, Rabbi Yochanan, who earlier had said you cannot bring it on the second day, says here it's mutter. If you're mafrish 10 behemos for your chagiga, Hikrif Chamesh Beyadav Rishon, Choser Makav Chamesh Beyadav Sheni, you're allowed to bring more on the next day. So Kashin Adadi. So Rabbi Yochanan says two opposite things. So Gemara says, no, Elav Shramina, it must be, kind of Stam Kamim Mefarish Shramina. It must be that one case of Stam, one is Mefarish. If you explicated that you want to bring it all on the first day, so then if you have any leftovers, then you're allowed to bring it the second day. Because that's obviously just Tashlumen of the Rishon. But if you just said, in general, Chagigas, you didn't specify, so then you're not allowed to bring it the second day, and everybody agrees to that. One minute. Itmar Nami, Amr Shimba Abba, Amr Yochanan. We also know from this, Lo Shanu, we have a statement from Rabbi Yochanan that says, Lo Shanu, Ela Shlo Gamar. When you say it's a problem only if you were in Gomer something. Of a Gomer Choser Umakrit. But if you were Gomer, you're allowed to bring more. So my Gomer, what are we talking? Finishing what? So Elim a Gomer Karban Osav. If we say this line means that it's a problem when you didn't finish, but when you finished, you're allowed to finish. But what do you mean? If you finish, you don't have any more Karbanos to bring. So what do you mean? So it can't mean Gomer referring to Karbanos, my Makriv. Ella Shalom Gomer Hayo. It must be the day. That if the day didn't finish, and then, meaning you still have time, and you didn't bring your kabanas, that's where's the problem about Tosa for the next day. Aval gomer hayom, but if the day finished, you just ran out of time, so then choser makriv, there's no issue of Baltosif, and then you could bring all the kabanas that you want on the second day as well. See, he was in the middle. So we end up saying that it's a no machokas here. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that it's only an issue about Tosif if you specifically left over some of your carbon chagigas for another day.
In the case of stock, so if he doesn't have it as a chagiga, then you decided not to bring it. The next day you can use it as a simple, or
if you designate animals as chagigas, but stam, you didn't say a specific day, so then you cannot bring them as chagigas on another day. But the Turei Evan here says you can bring it as a shalmi simcha. You can bring it as a different type of carbon.
Also, we talk about tashlumin though. Usually you think of tashlumin, you didn't do it one day, so you can make it up the next day. You did it the first day.
But tashlumin usually means you didn't do it one day, you can make it up the next day. But here you should have done it the first day. Tashlumin means a secondary time period, not the ikker time period. You already yotzei, but you still designated 10 to be the first day. So that's why it's still okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, tomorrow we continue with more inyanim. Amazing, we're on the Amun Aleph already. Okay. That happens when you have